5. Semantic change. A language may gain or lose lexical items. It is also common for lexical items to shift in meaning, providing yet another way in which languages change. There are three ways in which a lexical item may change semantically. Its meaning may become broader. Its meaning may become narrower. Its meaning may shift. Broadening. When the meaning of a word becomes broader, that word means everything it used to mean, and then some. The Middle English word doge meant a specific breed of dog, much like the word dachshund in modern English. The meaning of doge was broadened to encompass all members of the species Canis familiaris. The word holiday originally meant holy day, a day of religious significance. Today, of course, the word signifies any day on which we don't have to work. Butcher once meant slaughterer of goats, and earlier of bucks, but its modern usage is more general. Similarly, picture used to mean painted representation, but today you can take a picture with a camera. A companion used to mean a person with whom you shared bread, but today it's a person who accompanies you. Quarantine once had the restricted meaning 40 days isolation, and bird once meant young bird. The invention of steam-powered boats gave the verb sail an opportunity to extend its dominion to boats without sails, just as the verb drive widened in meaning to encompass self-propelled vehicles. Narrowing. In the King James Version of the Bible, 16:11, God says of the herbs and trees, "To you they shall be for meat." Genesis 1:29. To a speaker of 17th century English, meat meant food, and flesh meant meat. Since that time, semantic change has narrowed the meaning of meat to what it is in modern English. The word deer once meant beast or animal, as its German-related word Tier still does. The meaning of deer has been narrowed to a particular kind of animal. Similarly, the word hound used to be the general term for dog, like the German Hund. Today, hound means a special kind of dog. Before the Norman conquest, the words ox, pig, calf, and sheep meant both the animal and the meat of that animal. The Normans brought with them the words beef, pork, veal, and mutton, which were borrowed into English, thus narrowing the meaning of ox, pig, calf, and sheep. The Old English word that occurs as modern starve once meant to die. Its meaning has narrowed to become to die of hunger, and in colloquial language, to be very hungry, as in I'm starved. Token used to have the broad meaning sign, but long ago was specialized to mean a physical object that is a sign, such as a love token. Liquor was once synonymous with liquid. Reek used to mean smoke, and girl once meant young person of either sex. Meaning shifts. The third kind of semantic change that a lexical item may undergo is a shift in meaning. The word bead originally meant prayer. During the Middle Ages, the custom arose of repeating one's prayers, that is, beads, over and over, and counting them by means of little wooden balls on a rosary. The meaning of bead shifted from prayer to the visible manifestation of a prayer. The word knight once meant youth, but was elevated in meaning in time for the age of chivalry. Lust used to mean simply pleasure, with no negative or sexual overtones. Lewd was merely ignorant, and immoral meant not customary. Silly used to mean happy in Old English. By the Middle English period, it had come to mean naive, and only in modern English does it mean foolish. The overworked modern English word nice meant ignorant 1,000 years ago. When Juliet tells Romeo, "I am too fond," she is not claiming she likes Romeo too much. She means, "I am too foolish."